this is Senator Al Simpson. Medicare is spending over $1 billion each year on medical claims that should be paid by private insurance companies. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Congress set up Medicare to help to pay the medical bills for our nation's elderly. At the same time, it was to make certain that any senior citizen who had private medical insurance would use that policy first and Medicare second. But this law is continually being ignored, and Medicare continues to shell out huge bucks each year to pay off claims that should be paid by the private insurers. Ted, when the president sends up his budget this year, he'll ask for funds to create a national insurance clearinghouse to halt this abuse and make certain private insurance pays the claims that Medicare mistakenly got stuck with. Even you ought to get behind this plan. $1 billion saved here is one more billion we don't have to hit up the poor old taxpayers for, Ted.
Al, miracles never cease. Even old right-wing pro-business Al Simpson is finally willing to tackle the private health insurance industry. Current law already requires private insurers to pay first before government coverage kicks in. Large sums are at stake because millions of senior citizens continue to work after they turn 65. They're still covered by their employer's group health plan, even though they are also eligible for Medicare. As more and more elderly Americans stay at work, Medicare will shell out more and more dollars that private insurers should pay unless something is done. That sensible rule doesn't just apply to Medicare, Al. It also applies to Medicaid for low-income workers, VA health benefits for veterans, and even to medical expenses under workman's compensation and automobile insurance. No backsliding, Al. You're on the right track today instead of your usual right-wing track. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on welfare reform. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.